All right, boys and girls, we're gonna get started here in a couple minutes. I don't expect to have like 1,000 people here because it is a fucking Monday and this is a makeup fireside. So I appreciate those of you that are making it. It's been a wild week, and instead of just punting on the fireside, I wanted to have a time, even in a off, it's not an off time zone. It's a perfectly good year time zone time to do it. It's just Monday. But I wanted a chance to tell everybody about some of the cool things that have been going on and hand out some gold stars and generally, This is going to be one of those firesides where the big trick is for me to not accidentally reveal far too much because there's hilarious things afoot. Okay, so as usual, we do these in conference at elysium.com or elysium at conference.goonfleet.com. I'm going to apologize to everybody in advance. My girlfriend and I went to a wedding this weekend, and we were up in northern Wisconsin. It was lovely, and it was an interesting situation because normally weddings can be full of stress and drama. This one actually went really well, and everybody had a really good time. And when I would get home from the evening's wedding preparation or post-wedding, exhaustion flopping, I guess, check my phone. And every single day this weekend, there was just more awful news for our enemies. So a lot has been happening. Every day, a new piece has broken off of the Blue Donut. And we're going to be talking about that because I want to make sure that as we are firmly in the rice fields phase, welcome to the rice fields, motherfuckers, that everybody understands the bigger picture and how we are currently winning this thing and how we will be winning this thing. And, I'm feeling good, and I hope you guys are too. So we're going to be talking about all good news on a fireside. Like I got I'm cool. I'm cool. It's great. I had to like rush down here such that I can give you motherfuckers some gold stars for all the stuff you guys have been doing while I was in northern Wisconsin. It was goddamn. Again, as Chris Progner is pointing out here, is no hubris. And this is important, guys. We are in the rice fields. We're going to be reminding everybody about how the Regionkista will not be televised, all that good stuff. Let's take a little moment here to go through and kind of talk about some of the things. I want you guys to understand what the enemy is doing that some of the things, I want you to know what moves they're making, and I want you to not find out from a fireside what moves we're making because the Regionkista will not be televised. But let me have a sip of coffee here and we'll start at the top. All right, here's the deal. One of the biggest issues amongst our enemies as they have faltered at the gates of Gundor itself for the past several months is what I call a first mover problem. In this situation, whoever amongst the Blue Donut leaves first will be blamed by the rest of all the shit-eating pubbies for being the one that fucked it up for the shit-eating pubbies. Now, the reality is that the people that fucked it up for the shit-eating puppies are the ones that are in charge of the shit-eating puppies, right? Like, the command layer of Sappy bears the responsibility for these things. And in many cases, as we have been saying and making a completely legitimate case, a lot of the delays, a lot of the nonsense, a lot of the fuck-ups, a lot of the failures can be accurately pointed with evidence, thank you, Brisk, and laid at Gobbins' feet. But there's general crabs in a bucket, negligence and just idiocy to go around throughout the entirety of the Pappy command layer. Because of their nature, and I think that there's no better illustration of the first mover problem than the way that Vince Draken, and I don't blame Vince for being mad about this, right? But unfortunately, Vince, I got to use you as an example here on the fireside. You can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up. It's the original Sinners stuff is just so good. Like, that's a perfect example of middle stage cascade org stress, a brick in a dryer, just something completely unexpected breaks off and implodes or explodes. So for people that haven't missed the memo, Original Sinners is a corporation that left NCDOT on over the weekend. I think it was like Friday that the news came out. I forget. And that comprises their entire U.S. time zone FC core. Not that particularly matters to us, because their entire U.S. time zone FC core was completely ineffective for the entire year in burning 1Q1 to the ground. And our U.S. time zone, fought these guys off to a standstill, and then they decided that they were so fed up with everything that they were going to go and join NSH and thus take themselves off the chessboard completely. Now, if this was earlier in the war, I imagine this would have been a big relief if their U.S. time zone had been doing things to us. But I want you guys to keep in mind, because the puppies are going to try to spin this one way or another. These guys left because you fought them to a standstill and they didn't have any other option. And I think that in this case, it was is probably better for them. And we're going to see a lot of this is for a lot of the puppies that were involved in the war. They are going to want to leave such that they are not around when officially this thing is lost in the puppy consensus. Now, they have, in my mind, we are winning this thing. It is on us to not fuck it up. No hubris. We got this. Welcome to the rice fields. Let's keep on doing what we're doing. Again, no hubris. But, you know, these guys saw the writing on the wall. Well, what does this have to do with the first mover problem? Because now I've sort of smoothly moved on to bragging about, you know, not really bragging. This is not, this had nothing to do with us. This was a mess that this is a fire that started in Vince's house. And then I'm sure you guys saw, and if you haven't, somebody can link the maybe Original Sinners is still in NC, but those guys are gone, dude. It doesn't really matter whether the corporation has left yet. They've got to evac their assets. Like Pittsburgh and those guys and Brotherborough and all them, they are not going to be turning around going, well, actually, Vince yelled at us, and so now we are 100% committed to fighting the Goonie. Have you seen any of their those fleet commanders attacking us in the last bit? What happened is... this is the first mover problem. This is exactly it. When this happened, immediately Vince posted a thing saying that these guys are traitors and that Pan-Fam is going to pivot to attacking NSH and all this other sort of stuff, which is standard Vince, right? He gets mad. He herfs. I do it too. I can respect that. But the reason why nobody wants to be first to leave is because if you look at what Vince did, basically the threat over all of their heads is it's a suicide pack. If you try to leave the Blue Donut, they will immediately try to take you off their ACLs. So the incentive across the board has been for our enemies to try to get out of this without any of them knowing that they're getting out of it, right? They got to sneak off the stage as much as possible before they run, because the fear is that somebody like Vince or whoever is going to block their ACLs. Okay, so first mover problem. That's it. Vince created the, you know, that's an example of the first mover problem, but the Original Sinners drama really sort of solved it as well, because since it was such a big public reaction like that, this is kind of big news, and it's, I don't think it's super public. There was a mention of this because Norris went on a Crying in Stations episode apparently over the weekend. But in the aftermath of the instability that was projected by the NC.USTZ drama, FRT had a town hall. I believe the town hall that FRT had was on Saturday. We didn't get the translation until a little bit later because it was obviously in Chinese. And, you know, credit to Norris. They have pulled their supers and their caps from T5ZI to YZ9. So they have openly, like, basically, oh, I don't know if I should read this entire thing. It's a lot of words. It's actually a really good translation, and I want to thank our agents that were responsible for this, because since he's able to talk about this in Chinese to his people, he doesn't really have as much of a language barrier issue, except for our heroes in the Black Hand hear everything in every language and are fucking ballers for it. But anyway, the town hall begins with... I wanted to write an alliance update, but we're short on time. This afternoon, I had a call with Gobbins, and yesterday night, I had a call with Vincent Headliner. Basically, we are shifting gears on World War B. The main topic today, I'm just going to read a little bit of the FRT stuff, because I think you guys will get a kick out of it. Again, this is Norris. My main topic today is regarding World War B. I know that there's some issues at home in Vail. There's been a lot of people not playing EVE recently, and blah, 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 blah. Actually, you know what? I don't want to read all this. It's just a lot of fucking words, and all that really matters for this is he goes through and explains why, like, the industrial patch has made capitals cost a lot. There's this, that. He's got, basically, he goes through, like, five different sections explaining why they can't win the war. And then, in the middle of this, he has formed up a cap fleet and is pulling his guys back to YZ9 live while he's doing it. And he's telling them also to leave their subcaps in T5CI. And I want you guys to expect this in general. No one is going to say the war is over and that the goons have won among the enemy side. They're not going to do that because they've got to sort of slide their way off the stage because a lot of these fucking keep stars are held by test, right? And in fact, Norris goes on to say that, you know, even though we're doing this and, you know, whatever, but, you know, we're completely committed to test and, you know, we're going to keep supporting this because we don't want a power vacuum in the galactic southeast. But I mean, look, if Vince Narikin just lost his entire U.S. time zone and almost two fucking corps, every single leader in EVE Online that has assets in T5ZI is going, oh, fuck, how do we back this shit off? Now, again, we are not going to give them what they want in terms of turning around and attacking T5ZI. I have said this for months now, and that has not changed. T5ZI will be the last keep star of the enemy in Delve to die. And when it dies, we will be building a fuck palace on top of it, right? I was delighted today when I'm like trying to plug back in, make sure that I got enough to say to give you guys a proper fireside. When I plugged back in and I'm reading Meme Monday, and they are so fucking mad. They are so fucking mad. It's glorious. It's everything that I could possibly want. It's not just that they're incredibly mad. It's that they're incredibly mad and doing justifying things that I believe are ineffective and a bad idea against us. And I want them to keep doing things that are ineffective and a bad idea, because it's great if you're, you know, it's rude to interrupt your enemy when he's making a mistake. And I think that the enemy is making a number of those mistakes, many of which are public enough that I want you to be aware of them, such that if you're looking at the overall strategic picture and, you know, because of, like I said in the fireside last week, you know, rice fields, Reconquista won't be televised, blah, blah, blah. You know, I haven't been revealing too much new information on firesides for obvious reasons. But this week, enough dumb stuff has happened amongst our enemies that I can kind of I have a chance for us to point and laugh and jack each other off a little bit, because, you know, it's been a long year to get here, guys. Like, we have fought the entirety of EVE Online. And it's important to remember, we have fought the entirety of fucking EVE Online for a goddamn year, more than a year now. And the circular firing squad is forming. And while the circular firing squad amongst our enemies is forming, you got Gobbins trying to get them to mine moons in Iridia. Villy is trying to do locust fleets with Gobbins. You have like Villy Gobbins, pro god legend, headliner, and these fuckers, they can't even spell a locust fleet. It was only... I don't want to talk about this, right? There's some other dumb shit we'll talk about involving that later. They're spinning up standing fleets, which aren't doing anything. They're spinning up this pickle. They've spun up. They're doing this Pickle Rick Hisek ganking thing. You know, they're like Joseph fucking McCarthy. I have in my hand here a list of 700 Goonswarm Hisek alt corps, and I will be chasing them through. Like, you know, it's great. It's great. If your enemy is camped next door to you in a year-long siege, I can think of nothing that I would want more than their highest profile leadership leading mining ops in Iridia or Hisek ganking ops around Jita or something. Like, anywhere but Delve. And that remains the core strategy of these dumbasses. And it's great. It takes time to build the infrastructure and all the other things that you need that we're doing and can't really talk about, but you guys know what's up. The Reconquista will not be televised. By the time that we televise the Reconquista, it will have already been a thing happening, right? So you guys know what's up, and I just want to really appreciate the fact that, you know, when we see these guys mining in Iridia and Villy's out there can't even spell fucking locust. They're using barges and like 9 Rorquals on like 4 moons or something. Like, it was a Saturday night. It was a Saturday night. Saturday night, prime time. Villy, pro god, headliner, Gobbins, go mine moons with barges and support in fucking Iridia. You can't make this shit up. If you had told me a year ago that this was going to be what the pivot looked like, oh my god, I wouldn't have believed you. I wouldn't have believed you at all. I don't think anybody would have been able to make this shit up. Mining moons in Iridia with a Villy in barges, and they can't, I love them. I love these fucking puppies. I want to pinch their little cheeks and then kick them to the other side of the fucking galaxy and then stab them a few times. But right now, I think they're what they're doing is lovely. And, it's great, because this is another thing is, if you're in a scenario where you are a hostile leader and you're going, okay, so Vince just lost his entire US time zone. NCDOT are like one of the only like effective and capable crew among our enemies. Like, respect to them. We've been, you know, we and NCDOT have been kicking each other around the galaxy, mostly us kicking them around the galaxy, for more than a decade. And, you know, you guys know what it's like. You fight NCDOT and then you go, you fight fucking Test, and you're like, oh wow, these legacy guys are really bad. We were spoiled with competent enemies. But because of that, you know, you're a hostile leader. You're looking around and you see that whether he likes it or not, Vince's house is on fire. Their USTZ is gone. FRT has begun the process of withdrawing their assets. AOM is talking about like moving into Stain. So there's rumors of like, you know, at any moment, this whole thing is just going to come. Well, I don't want to say at any moment it's going to come crashing down around us, because then, you know, whatever, but we're going to keep helping things get in the right direction. So that's the general overview. Is the bad guys want to do locust fleets, cargo cult style. They've started doing standing fleets in T5. Did I talk about the standing fleet thing yet? Because holy shit, that's also really dumb. I want to talk about that. Did I make fun of them for the standing fleets yet? Okay, so this is good. Look, standing fleets are, and I'm hoping that because I make fun of this on a fireside, that they will do what they usually do. Because if I say something is bad, their reaction is not, gosh, the Mitanni is giving away free information, maybe we were wrong and we should do something. Their reaction will be to double or triple down on the thing, because Mitanni man bad. And I want them to double or triple down on this. So this has happened in just like the last week, as these guys at the same time, the same brain geniuses that decided to mine four moons in Iridia on a Saturday night prime time with barges, the same geniuses that brought you Skybreakers and Sfipples, the same brain geniuses that brought you Pickle Rick and Ganking Goons and Highsec that aren't actually goons, these brain geniuses have decided that the best thing for them to do right now is to spin up standing fleets in T5ZI. And I'm going to tell all y'all why that is a bad idea, in the hopes that they listen to this and then like try to do it four times as hard. Standing fleets, as you guys know, I mean, we like M2, like even if you have all like trillions and trillions of the bad guys at your mercy, standing fleets are inherently a high burnout scenario, right? Like M2, we held that camp for 2 months, like we held that pigeon, and then eventually we dropped the pigeon because there's only so long you can do something. We're asking people to go, as you guys know, or the standing fleet that we had in Helm's Deep. Having standing fleets is inherently a high burnout task that you only want to do in scenarios when it is extraordinarily strategically important, where you are willing to pay the cost in minus EV, in the burnout value, the benefit of it, of like holding your entire enemy's forces trapped for 2 months while you otherwise get your shit together in other areas and prepare for the walls of Constantinople phase. You know, you gotta look at the cost of a standing fleet and understand that it is a high burnout duty. And they're doing it in T5ZI for no objective. It's not like they're saying we've got a standing fleet because we need to guard something or other. They just ran out of shit to do, and these same dumbasses smearing shit on the walls that are like, let's go gank goons in Highsec, let's go do a mining op in Iridia, let's do whatever. These same brain geniuses are talking about how they've now been doing this, and they're talking like shattered armor. And there's this terrible fucking Brave town hall that I haven't even listened to yet. I just got the Cliff's notes from my spies, from our spies, I should say. Again, the Black Hand is everyone's, like, God, the Hand has suffered so much. They've done great work, but like seriously, like we don't get to talk about the sacrifices our spies make just in terms of their fucking brain cells. I mean, you've listened to some of those Goblins town halls, guys. Goblins town halls are bad. It gets worse. The Goblins town halls are not like the bottom of the barrel. Like in some of these places that our agents have had to infiltrate, it's even worse over there. But yeah, they're basically, what the leadership layer is trying to tell everybody is that this war is going to last for another year, and that everybody's going to settle in, and we'll come back from the summer, and we're going to kill the goon, and we're going to keep the goon contained, and blah, 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 blah. And here's the standing fleet. And obviously the people that are not in the A team, it's not A team. Let me just describe it like this. They're fleet commanders that are not directly involved with the higher level decision making process, are already starting to rebel, right? Like we saw that with Brother Bub, with Joey Zom, like with all these people who are in the original Sinners to NSH thing. The resentment at the failures of PSP's leadership is beginning to bubble up in places that might be unexpected. It kind of makes sense if you understand the context of the struggles and the conflicts amongst our enemies, that there are people on the bad guy's side that are saying, if you're not, you know, basically the people that signed up to burn 1DQ1 and are getting told by Gobbins that they're going to burn 1DQ1, they're totally going to get this 40 faction forts, aren't buying the Skybreakers, the Spitballs, and that we'll just wait a year, right? Like, they aren't buying it. And so they're trying to remove themselves from the situation. And, you know, that's why NCDOT lost all of their U.S. time zone FCs. And that is why FRT is starting to pull back. And, you know, I'm pouring a little napalm on this fire here by making sure that I talk about what Fraternity did. I think it's entirely sensible. I'm not, like, sitting here, and I don't suggest that we point and laugh and go, gosh, Fraternity sucks for doing this, because, you know, I think it's great, and I want to encourage the behavior, and FRT is making the only sensible moves that they can as the top layer of the Pappy command just sort of disintegrates into a circular firing squad. And I just want you guys to know about this, such that when we are in the rice fields phase, and I'm not posting strat ops to say we're gonna hack this IHOB and we're gonna do this and we're gonna do that, like, we're not gonna fucking tell people what we're hitting, where or when we're hitting it, especially not on a goddamn fireside. But one of the reasons why I didn't just punt this thing is I really wanted to come here today to be able to sit down and be like, here are like the 5 or 6 dumbass things that our enemies are doing, that they are fucking things up, that they are subtracting value, that they are ruining their campaign, and that you guys are winning it. And that, you know, no hubris, right? The big danger here, especially as this boulder starts getting, the momentum starts going in the other direction and the boulder rolls over the sappy Sisyphus as it goes all the way back down the mountain. It's going to be a lot of work. It's going to be a lot of work. And a lot of that work is going to revolve around, turning up in these fleets. And you guys have been doing it. I have no complaints. You guys are going on the bomber fleets. You're going on the Astro fleets. You're going on the Harpy fleets. You're seeing a ping that's just like, here's a fleet, and you're getting in there and you're going out there, and the puppies are starting to fall the fuck apart. And while they're falling the fuck apart, they are blaming each other. They are forming their circular firing squads. And the ones that aren't blaming each other are quietly just trying to edge out towards the exit such that they can get out of this shit show before the whole thing comes crashing down around them. It is delightful. So that's where we're at. It's cool. I want to take some questions, because I've been giving everybody like a big herfety blurf update on the stuff, but it's been a great week. It has been a great fucking week. I'm delighted that I can come to the table and just, you know, red meat for the boys and girls. Like, here you go. Here's bad news for the bad guys. Here's some more bad news for the bad guys. FRT is out. They're doing standing fleets. Villy is personally guarding mining ops in Iridia for, like, oh god, they got hundreds of people together to mine only 30 billion ISK worth of ore in bumfuck Losec. Like, I was like, please, you know, look, anybody who's in Sappy, that's in the command layer that happens to be listening to this, this little recording here, this fireside, please don't mine us to death, please, Sappy. Please don't do any of these locust fleets. I'm very intimidated by the locust fleets in Iridia. I'm very intimidated by Pickle Rick. I'm very intimidated, my darling Sappies, very intimidated by your standing fleets. I believe, just as your leadership believes, that the real way to defeat the Imperium is to run as far away from the Imperium as possible and shoot us in places where we might be, as opposed to the places where you know we are. So absolutely, dear Sappy leadership, you've got us where you want us. And, oh god, it is some please don't throw me in the briar patch shit. I cannot believe this fucking Iridia stuff. I cannot believe the Pickle Rick stuff. I cannot believe the Standing Fleet stuff. I cannot believe that they are just handing us all of this value on a platter day after day after day. But our enemies are fucking idiots, and praise be to the whelp gods for that being the case. Spod bless. And yeah, cool. Am I coming to SummerSwarm? Yeah, actually, so let's talk about that, guys. As our social, there's a question from Ghoster about SummerSwarm. So check out, if we can get a link from the Goon Meat sub forum. Life is opening up again. We're going to be doing Vegas in October. I will be at eVegas. I encourage you all to come. I also encourage, so that's Vegas is going to be October 22nd to 24th. If we can get a link for that, please do go if you can. And also, if you're planning on going, try to get your tickets. Where I say tickets, there's, you know, it's a free event to go to because it's a party that we're and Hyper Viper has been doing most of the work to make it happen. You know, you don't have to pay a ticket for us because it's an Imperium party. Pubbies, I guess, are welcome, and that's fine. But the big issue for us with Vegas is that it is at the same weekend as EDC, it turns out. So get your tickets now if you can. And SummerStorm is also coming up. It's going to be much sooner than that. That's going to be next fucking month. That's August 20th to 22nd. I have not yet rebooted the Madison Monthly Eve Meets. We basically have to like turn our Goon Meet system back on now that the plague times are beginning to recede partially in the rearview mirror. So that is cool and good. SummerStorm, August 20th to 22nd here in Madison, Wisconsin, and Eve Vegas, 22nd to 24th of October in Vegas, appropriately enough. All right. So in general, I just want to leave you guys with, we don't want to stop our enemies abandoning Test and Horde and whoever else are the dead enders to their fate. We want to see FRT making the sensible move. We want to see, I mean, one of the reasons why the original Sinners thing kicked off, I think, is that Vince had announced in his town hall that, like, basically, you know, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, we'll be back after the summer is over. But, like, you know, what Vince had already basically said, like, this shit is a dead letter. But he didn't want to be the first mover. He didn't want to say in his town hall, whatever. So Vince was trapped by the first mover problem to say, oh, hey, like, we're just, you know, we'll be back at the end of summer. We're totally, everybody is totally committed to destroying the Imperium and fulfilling Goblins and Villies' wildest dreams. And then, you know, it blew up from under him because his people wanted out. His people didn't want, hey, we're going to be trapped in this fucking dumbass, boring relationship with Gobbins and Villy. And so then that sort of blew up in his face. It's delightful to see FRT reading the writing on the wall and starting to redeploy some of their forces while, of course, again, telling everyone that they're completely committed to this. And we should expect more of this. Until people get their stuff out of T5ZI, they are going to be telling Test and anyone who will listen that they are absolutely committed to this 100%, and it's just one jump up at the chain, and it's just because of the summer, and Vince already did it, or gee, can't, you know, there's a million excuses, and we love that. We love them having excuses. We love their golden bridge. They blew up our golden bridge of retreat, and it didn't work out very well for them. But I love their Golden Bridge of Retreat, and we will not be touching their Golden Bridge of Retreat until everything else has been destroyed, which is why they're so desperate and whining at you all on Reddit to try, why aren't you attacking T-Vision? Goons are so strong. I love the containment narrative. Goblins, last town hall he gave, started this equilibrium thing, but if you notice on Meme Monday today, the bad guys have not gotten onto the equilibrium talking point. The bad guys are still saying containment. The Cold War thing never really took off, but if the pubbies that are still the most invested and deluded in this war want to call us Kool-Aid drinkers, if they want to say that we are contained, if they want to say that we have no influence, if they want to say that we are trapped, if they want to say all of these things about how they have us at their mercy while they're forming locust fleets in Iridia, while they're holding their dicks in standing fleets, the numbers of which go down all day, every day, while they are chasing ghosts and making new enemies, ganking not actually Imperium members in HiSec with Pickle Rick, while they are anywhere but Delve as their U.S. time zone abandons the Blue Donut entirely to go to LoSec. That's great. We love it. Please, please, please keep doing these amazing things, Goblins. Maybe some more Skybreakers are going to make the difference. So yeah, things are going great. I'm really happy. All right, so I think that's basically it. I really 720 people on a rescheduled times fireside on a fucking Monday. I really want to tell you guys that I appreciate you coming and listening to hopefully the good news I had to offer. We'll be on like normal for next week. I don't have any big travel plans that should take me off the table. Things are going great. I have no complaints at all. And if the pubbies want to say that we're contained and we're trapped and that they have us where us want us while their shit is burning down and they're shooting each other and people are evacuating T5ZI, great. great. Our night, you know, it's not a nightmare scenario, but it would be far more complicated for us. It would be far more complicated for us if the bad guys were like, okay, look, we're in deep shit. We know we're in deep shit. Here's what we got to do. Let's have a realistic assessment of the situation. We need to prepare some defenses. We need to prepare some this. We need to prepare some that. You know, then they would be much more effective if they did that. And they are refusing to admit that anything is wrong. They're refusing to admit that we are anything other than, quote, contained, unquote. And they're refusing to admit that anything is, you know, it's some Iraqi information minister shit. Like, it's just some straight up. Actually, this was something that was kind of annoying. I'm going to leave you guys with this. One of the spy reports, let me check my notes here from my Black Hand channel. Goons don't care about their members and will constantly ping. Was it from their far side? Sorry, this is
from Shaladamo.
Jay, can you tell the story, please? Actually, I'll tell the story because your microphone fucking sucks. but basically, like, they are in full, absolute, just lying mode, where this is the brave fucking thing. Shattered Armor is like, goons are just lying to their members and they're pinging 20 times to get people in one fleet. And that's all well and good, because I mean, I guess their members are kept in the dark and fed shit, and I think this is great. I think it is lovely that the enemy's leadership skill set is so debased, so amateurish, that they are unwilling to tell their members the truth. And I don't think that we should disabuse their line members of the notion. I want them to lie to their line members. I want their line members to believe that we are contained. I want their line members that are still willing to believe in this bullshit to absolutely believe in this bullshit. Why should we correct them? Because it's to our advantage. It is massively to our advantage that these dumbass nerds have such little dicks that they are unwilling to admit or accept that they done fucked up and then pivot to trying to adjust their little dick fuck ups. But no, they're on hard collective denial mode, Iraqi information minister style. Everything is fine. Goons are going to break at any moment. Everything is almost over here, guys. Go on standing fleets. Goons are lying to their members, drinking the Kool-Aids, and like, it's just projection. It's straight up projection. They're the ones sending a bunch of pings. They're not sending 20 pings, but, you know, oftentimes we're seeing between 2 and 4 pings for just rando fucking fleets they have. It's not all the time, and I don't want to speak to that statistically speaking, but I don't feel like we've been having trouble with numbers, and it seems like the bad guys have definitely been having it from at least before I went away on the wedding. It's to our advantage. Delve is safe. Goons are contained. It is safe to rat and mine and delve, and yeah. All right, so thank you all for coming. I don't really have much more than that. I haven't really seen any like big questions or anything. I think we're mainly just sitting here screaming, let's just yell, eat my ass to the puppies. Let's jack ourselves off a little bit. Let's, you know, let's understand how much work has gone into getting us to this point. We're doing great. Let's fucking keep it up, and let's enjoy the puppies as they fucking melt down. We're in the fun bit here. Thank you for coming. I will see you all next week at the more usual time on Sunday.